Learn or Die. Is this just a snappy title, or is it a business truth? My research, teaching, and consulting with private and public companies has led me to believe that now more than ever, organizations and individuals must either be continuously learning, adapting, and improving, or risk professional obsolescence. Why? And why now? First, many organizations rely on operational excellence, getting better, faster, and cheaper as the key part of their business models. Many also rely on innovation to drive growth. The former requires relentless, constant improvement. The latter requires discovery and experimentation. What is the fundamental process underlying both efforts? It is learning. Second, organizations cannot learn unless the individuals within them learn. Individuals must continuously learn to stay relevant and competitive, job-wise, in a fast-paced, dynamic, global environment characterized by high levels of uncertainty, ambiguity, and change. This environment requires exploration, invention, experimentation, and adaptation, all of which require learning. Third, globalization and technology continue to increase the speed and reach of change. Today, new competitors can arise almost anywhere in the world, and through technology, can reach your customers from thousands of miles away. Technology, especially SaaS, software as a service, reduces the capital needed to start and build businesses, thereby diminishing another historic barrier to entry. Technology empowers consumers to buy, with a few clicks, from anyone, anywhere. Such developments necessitate faster adaptation, and adaptation requires institutional learning processes, such as critical thinking, critical conversations, and experimentation. This increasing pace of change creates volatility that diminishes the life cycle of most competitive advantages, products, and public companies, as well as the tenures of public company CEOs. As a result, strategy making necessarily becomes more dynamic and distributed. Data-driven decision making becomes necessary to manage risks. The amount, accessibility, and speedy creation of data require an organization to constantly learn to stay relevant. The more data, the faster knowledge is created, and the more unlikely it is that only one person has the answer. Organizations need processes for collaboration and constructive debate that rise above politics and egos. Thinking better, communicating better, making better decisions, and having a healthy regard for what one doesn't know are essential. The Science of Learning. This book is about learning. How do people learn best? What types of organizational environments enable or inhibit learning? What are required learning processes? What capabilities do individuals need in order to learn better and faster? Learn or Die was written for individuals, team leaders, managers, and leaders of any organization, and can be read from two different perspectives. First, from an individual's perspective, how can I become a better learner? Second, from an organizational perspective, how can I enable better learning in others and within my company? The concept of a business learning organization is not new. It has been around at least 50 years. Its big boost came after the publication of Peter Senge's landmark 1990 book, The Fifth Discipline, The Art and Practice of the Learning Organization. And there have been scores of books published on the subject since. So, why do you need this book? The answer is that in the past 25 years, the science of learning has advanced materially, especially in the fields of neuroscience, psychology, and education, and from an applied perspective, in areas of study surrounding high-reliability organizations and high-velocity change environments. Those advances in the understanding of how people learn, the role of emotions in learning, and the environmental factors that inhibit or enable learning need to be brought more fully into the business world in an accessible, applied manner. That is the purpose of this book. Learn or Die aims to synthesize that science and answer these two questions. 1. How does one become a better and faster learner? 2. How does one build an organization that is more adaptable and learns better and faster than the competition?